Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days, a 101-night sleep trial, and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices, up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep, upgrade your life. Ghostbed, the coolest beds in the world.
It's that time on the radio where we listen to Bill Blevins from Blevins Franks. How are you today, Bill?
Yeah, very well indeed. Thank you, Howard. How are you?
I'm very well indeed. Anything of interest that's caught your eye over the last 7 days?
I think it's quite a lot. I mean, I think one of the key issues for most of our listeners is how are these Brexit negotiations progressing? It does sort of seem to me from a variety of different directions and the reports that have come out this week, and many listeners may have read it, the Brexit negotiations are still looking at pretty huge hurdles just to secure a full agreement by the end of the year. And it remains to be seen, Howard, if the posturing by both the UK and the EU on many key issues is going to lead to a no-deal result and the impact that that may have on our listeners. I mean, it's not helped by people like Emmanuel Macron, the President of France, who was reported this week in the British press, offering to scupper last-minute trade deals between the United Kingdom and the European Union over the access to UK fishing waters. And unfortunately, it's something that is likely to affect the ability to conclude a deal. And if that is the case, then, of course, the implications for our listeners in terms of, you know, the sort of advice they receive, the things they deal with will all be up for grabs. None of us want a no-deal situation, no. But it's looking alarming at the amount of obstacles that are being presented within the negotiations.
Yeah. Well, taking that as read, Bill, many expatriates would have built up a good relationship with their UK advisor before moving overseas and prefer to continue using them even though they are now a non-UK resident. But let's explore if this is sensible, both because of Brexit and, of course, having local knowledge.
It's always been an issue, Howard, that if you are using a UK-based advisor, and look, this is not to criticise UK-based advisors. Blevins Franks itself has a UK element to its services. But the simple truth is that for the vast majority of UK-based advisors, whilst they may give very good general advice, especially at the outset of someone moving from the UK to their new country, the ability to keep up to speed with the way things change and the tax implications of living in the new country, the quality of the advice becomes progressively less worthwhile over time, in my experience. Often many UK financial advisors don't have sufficient international investment fees to give the broadest possible spectrum of choices. They don't understand the local tax implications. And importantly, they don't have local representation in the areas in which their clients tend to live. And that local knowledge is enormously valuable when in some areas the rules are applied in one way and in another area in the same country applied in another way. It's the local knowledge that Blevins Franks provides, as well as its international cross-border knowledge, that makes a difference, as well as being regulated, of course, in the conduct of investment business in every one of the countries in which we operate. We have a huge back office, Blevins Franks in Malta, a couple of hundred staff, and of course we are there regulated by the MFSA, the Malta Financial Services Association. And the truth is those regulations in Malta are almost essentially similar to the Financial Conduct Authority regulations. And if it is not possible to passport your services from the Financial Conduct Authority into the European Union post-Brexit, of course, we do have a European-based regulator with the same degree of regulatory requirements as currently exist within the European Union. And, of course, we would then be perfectly capable of passing that passing advice on to clients under that umbrella of regulation. It's important that the services provided by financial advisors are properly regulated, and Blevins Franks has been at the forefront of the development of regulation and the implications of regulation throughout its existence.
So should expatriates who use UK-based advisors ask what their plans for providing advice are post-Brexit?
I think that's a sensible proposition. If any of our listeners want to go to the website and check out their local office, there is a short document which we've prepared, which is the 10 key questions, if you like, that you need to ask your UK financial advisor if you are going to be a client of that UK financial advisor in the European Union after the United Kingdom have left the European Union. And so, I mean, essentially, whilst I honestly believe that not much has changed in at one level, that is to say, is it right and proper to become a resident of a third-party country and take advice on the tax and other implications of that third-party country from a UK advisor? It simply doesn't make sense, Howard. If you were a Chinaman coming to live in London, would you rather use a Chinaman giving advice in London, aware of all the local circumstances of UK taxation, or would you be advised by a Chinaman who's never been to London and is trying to give you advice by reading books about how to do it? It just doesn't work. So the answer is you really do need to ask your UK advisor, if you have one, how they will continue to operate after the UK leaves the European Union, and in particular, whether they're confident that they will have the regulatory authority to be able to provide advice. Because if they're providing advice without that regulatory authority, you are completely exposed to all sorts of unnecessary risks.
Yeah, I was just going to emphasise that point, Bill, because if you get in touch with a UK-based advisor, and they say they no longer will have the necessary regulatory permissions when you're outside the EU, really then they shouldn't give you any more advice. Isn't that right?
Absolutely true, Howard. It's very dangerous in today's world where, you know, mistakes happen, and we're dealing here with the accumulated wealth over a lifetime of the individuals that we're talking to. You simply don't want to be exposed to be taking advice from an advisor who has probably been a friend, a very good advisor, but who, by virtue of the circumstances of the United Kingdom leaving the European Union, is no longer going to hold the regulatory permissions to give advice outside of the UK. And so you do need to question your advisor, and you need to contemplate the benefits of using a business like Blevins Franks, who have cross-border skills and experience over 40 years of dealing with British clients who understand the British tax regime and have a British mentality, if I can put it like that, and who at the same time have local knowledge about the tax and other elements of living in your new chosen country of residence. So it's quite important to make sure that your advisor has the appropriate regulatory permissions. Otherwise, you simply are exposed to risks that you should not be exposed to. Yeah, it's a good question. Even if you are on a DIY basis looking after your own affairs, you want to know that the arrangements you're putting in place for yourself are properly regulated and that they're legally viable. At the moment, nothing is set in stone. These negotiations, as I said, are still jumping the hurdles of things like fisheries, and financial services is up there amongst the key issues which have not yet been settled. But our understanding is that some providers won't force their clients to change the advisor they use. So if you are buying a unit trust from a UK regulated advisor, and after the 31st of December, that regulated advisor may not have all the necessary regulatory permissions. As far as I understand it, the people providing that unit trust investment won't force the client to change their advisor, but they will stop the advisor from intermediating, if you like, on new transactions such as additional investments. And that, of course, will limit the planning opportunities of using existing investments simply because of the restrictions which will be imposed by the change in the regulations in giving advice from the UK, which at this moment in time is going to become a third party country to the rest of the European Union. And it may very well be that they're treated in exactly the same way as any other third party country until the details of the final negotiation of financial services has been settled. And that looks to me like it'll be a challenging target to do that by the 31st of December. So all I'm really saying is, if you are using a UK advisor and he's been a friend for years and you don't really want to leave him, you do need to interrogate him or her now to make sure that you aren't in a position of being unable to take advice, or if you're taking that advice, it's unregulated. You need to settle down on that now. And as I say, if you go to the Blevins Franks website and phone your local Blevins Franks office for this small brochure, which we have produced, which are the 10 key questions that you really ought to ask your UK advisor in the process of the UK leaving the European Union, it will at least arm you with the ammunition you need to make sure that you're properly prepared for the circumstances of life in using a UK advisor after the 31st of December.
Moving away from regulation now, what other risks are there with you continuing to use your UK-based advisor instead of moving to one here in Spain?
Yeah, that's a very good question. And that has been a problem forever. I once got into very serious trouble making a presentation at a financial services seminar when I suggested to the audience that if you were going to relocate to Spain, it makes nothing but the best sense to change your advisor from a UK-based advisor to someone who is based in Spain, and in particular based in the region, the autonomous region, in which you're expecting to become a resident. Because I don't really know how a UK-based advisor, with all the responsibilities that they have for their UK clients, can continue to give topical, current, on-point tax and investment advice to someone living in a foreign country when the rules and regulations, the tax breaks, all sorts of issues change so frequently. It's hardly likely that a UK-based advisor with a general UK-based basket of clients can continue to keep up to date for those odd clients that he has living in Spain. I mean, the business of Blevins Franks is absolutely dedicated to Spain. We have back office facilities of legal and tax expertise in Spanish law and Spanish taxes. And we also have that natural UK tax knowledge. Remember, we were born out of a UK tax accountancy practice. And so the combination of those skills is a vital element in the success that Blevins Franks have enjoyed. And the risk you run of using a UK advisor, although, I understand why people want to stay with people they've known for the last 25 years or whatever it happens to be, and I understand the concern of moving to someone you've not met before. But the truth is that if you are not absolutely up to the mark on current circumstances in the tax area, and also in the practical implications of living in a particular area of Spain, you could easily be missing a trick which can cost you a great deal of money. The laws of Spain are fundamentally different to the UK when it comes to estate duty planning, succession planning, capital gains is different, income tax is different. And whilst a UK-based advisor can get all of that right by reading one of Blevins Franks' guidance books at the outset, keeping up to date is the most important thing, and that is the job that Blevins Franks have personified for the last 40 years.
Do you find, Bill, that some expatriates who use UK-based advisors are paying more tax in Spain than they need have, or that their estate planning does not work as expected?
It's usually the case that when someone comes to us, having taken advice from a UK advisor, that they have a very good range of investment choices in their portfolio, that they generally have been given reasonably good tax advice at the outset of their arrival in Spain. But generally speaking, again, they lose their way by not being up to date and topical. And so in the circumstances, in most cases we come across, where the individuals have their loyalty and continue to use their UK advisor, we bring to that situation a local and national knowledge of both the practical and tax implications of living in Spain, and that always, virtually always, makes a significant difference to the amount of tax that the individual will be paying in the future. There's hardly a client that comes into the office in these circumstances who, when they become a client of Levis Franks, isn't paying a considerable amount less tax after they leave us than before they arrived.
Finally, Bill, question for you. Is Levis Franks ready for Brexit?
Of course, being a European Union-based business, if you like, all of our clients are in the main living within the European Union, and with a central administration office based within the European Union with 200-odd staff and regulated in that location, and also the local regulation that we have in the countries in which we operate, makes us eminently ready for Brexit. I mean, we have all of the regulatory arrangements in place to continue to advise our clients, whether they're in the UK or the EU, going forward. And we continue to build on our in-depth knowledge and expertise on taxation, the questions of residence and double taxation treaties, and the practical local aspects, as I've mentioned, that you need when you're advising UK expatriates living outside of the UK. We have a whole raft of specialist in-house tax, pensions and investment teams who monitor day-to-day relevant changes within the EU and the UK and elsewhere, and who provide that expert backup to our advisors and therefore through to our clients. And as I say, on the face of it, it seems tempting to avoid change and stay with a UK advisor that you built a trusted relationship with over probably a long period. But once you're a tax resident in the UK, in the EU, this will only prove to be the best option if the existing service levels and the quality of advice can be maintained without putting you at risk of having to rectify mistakes at your own cost. It's important that you check out with your UK-based advisor if he will continue to be licensed and authorised to provide investment advice and services after the UK leave the EU.
Okay. Well, of course, you've mentioned the website and it's very informative. And if someone's listening to this, perhaps before they get in touch with their UK advisor, they should have a look at blevinsfranks.com.
Yeah, I think if you look at the website, you'll get a feel for Levis Franks. But more importantly, as I say, if you give the local office a ring and talk to them about this small production that we did, which is 10 key questions to ask your UK financial advisor, you will at least have the right questions to ask because we've looked at the key questions. And of course, when you get those answers, it's for you as an individual to make your choice as to how you go forward.
Many thanks, Bill. We'll talk again here in Spain at the same time next week.
It's a pleasure, Howard. Look after yourself. Stay safe.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
O'Reilly! Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
O'Reilly!